sat down and talked with a father who weepingly told me I have four daughters. He said, I'm bad at telling them that I love them and bad at hugging them. I said, how bad are you at it? He said, I've never done it once in my life.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. This is Joshua Hollick. So excited to be with you today with Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in a series that I believe could shape your life as we dive into the Word of God. Pastor Mark, we're in the book of Ephesians. You've titled the series Bold Living, which I love that title because if you know who you are in Christ, you just cannot be normal, average. You live boldly in a good, powerful way. And now you're taking us through the second half of a message called Fighting for Your Family's Future. And there's some people listening today, some parents out there, and they're dealing with issues in their parenting, and they're going back in their toolbox from childhood, and they're just not finding the tools. Mom and dad maybe didn't give them the tools for working through some of these massive issues, and now you're going to open the Word of God. What kind of hope is there?
That's right. Joshua, most of us tend to revert back to how we were raised, and we were educated in the university of our own family, and that's what we revert to under pressure. Many of us need to relearn parenting. And this is one of the most powerful passages talking to parents how to raise their children. And there's some incredibly supercharged up principles here that parents need to get a grip on. I like what Henry Cloud says about leadership. He says, you are outrageously in charge and you get what you create or what you tolerate. And that's what I want to tell some of you parents is you may look at your child and say, I don't know what's wrong with him. Must have come out like his mother's side. I don't know. Maybe that's what you're saying. But I want to say, hey, you are incredibly in charge of your household and you get what you create or what you tolerate. And so some of you need to crank up the volume, listen to this, send it to your spouse. I was thinking also, we did another series that's found on our Straight Talk app called Restored, When God Rewrites Your Story. And we talk about bestowing the blessing on your children, learning to honor your parents, cycle breakers, legacy makers, pressing past parenting problems, and sifting through sibling struggles. And so I want to encourage you to download that free series talking about what it means to sort through our family issues. If you go to PastorMarkJobe.com, that's PastorMarkJobe.com, you can download our app and get those messages for free.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Mark. One of the many ways that we seek to serve our city and our world with free resources. So thank you for your support. And we're going to go right now to Ephesians chapter 6 for the second half of Fighting for Your Family's Future.
The Bible says that part of honoring, it releases something into your life that when you honor, it allows you to do better in your life, and it actually extends the days of your life. So there's a promise attached to it. There's a spiritual repercussion that falls upon your life when you honor your parents. Success, that it may go well with you, and longevity, that you may live a long life here on earth. Number two, not only is there a battle for our heart if you're fighting for your family, but number two, there's a battle for the head. If you're going to battle for the destiny of your family, you need to battle so that you align yourself under the authority that God has placed under you. By the way, if you don't teach a child in their early days to respect their parents, then they will not respect their teachers, they will not respect their bosses, they will not respect people in their family. They will live a life of disrespect, of very little disrespect towards God, towards those that God has placed above them, and they will have very little respect for God himself. As you're teaching your children to obey and teaching your children to honor those that are in authority, you're also teaching them what it means to obey God. There's a powerful principle in that, teaching them to obey God and submitting themselves to the life that God has called them to live. The second thing is for their head. Notice what it says in the following verse. It says, fathers. By the way, that word, particularly in the Greek, is a is a word that could be translated parent. It's not exclusive to men. It says it's fathers. It could be translated husbands and wives or mothers and fathers. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. So first of all, it says to the children, hey, learn what it means to come under authority. Learn what it means to align yourself under God's umbrella of protection. Then it speaks to the parents and it says, you know, as a parent, do not exasperate your children. The word exasperate means to cause anger in them that leads to rebellion. Do you know that as a parent, you can exasperate your child and push them towards rebellion? You say, well, Pastor, how does that work? Well, let me give you a few ways that we as parents lead our children and put seeds of rebellion in their hearts so that they want to push back against the authority that God has placed over their lives. In a commentary on Colossians, John MacArthur lists 9 ways that parents exasperate their children in this way. And see if any of these apply to you. Number 1, overprotection. You know that you can be overprotective as a parent. Have you ever heard of helicopter mothers? Some of you, your son is already 49 years old. Mijo, aren't you going to change the sweater? Aren't you going to put a jacket on? It's way too cold. Mom, I think I could dress myself. No, 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 mijo, go change. Come on, go change. Go get the other one. There's an appropriate protection that we need to have over our children, but there's an appropriate release as they get older. And if you try to micromanage your children, over micromanage your children and control everything they do, then your children will get to a point sometimes that they will bristle at it from overprotection and over micromanagement of their life. Can I just speak into moms for a second? Can I, mom? Especially mom. If your son is getting older and trying to step into manhood and feels like you're treating him like a little boy, he's going to bristle at that because the natural event is that you let your son become an independent man. But if you continue to treat him as a little boy, they're going to start bristling at the overprotection of mothers. Come on, mom, I'm talking to some of you now. And so there's an appropriate level of protection, but there's an appropriate level of release that needs to happen in our lives so that we don't push them towards a heart of rebellion. Number 2, favoritism. If you are raising children and you have the tendency to compare your children with one another, you are sowing seeds of exasperation in your heart. In other words, can I tell you what never to do? Never, 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 ever say this. Mijo, why can't you be more like your brother? Look at him. He never causes trouble. Mijo, be like your brother. Don't compare your children. Never set your children up for competition. If your children start feeling like there's a favorite in the household and that you have a favorite and you're always comparing and there's a black sheep in the family and a good sheep in the family, if they start feeling like there's competition, if they start feeling like there's favoritism or you're showing inclination towards one, it tends to create a sense of a rebellious heart within them because they start feeling like this is unfair. Number 3, never depreciate their worth. I know your kids can frustrate you. How about it sometimes? But if you lose your cool, lose your temper, and you start saying, you're never going to amount to anything. You're a loser, just like the father that left you with my ex-husband. You're going to end up like him. If you devalue, de-worth, you're dumb. You're never going to do it. You'll be a failure. You'll never amount to anything. You can't make it. I can't believe you're this. You're not a man. Man up. Be a man. You're just a little baby. You need to take on responsibility. Words like that, they belittle a son or a daughter. And they start creating a resentment in their heart towards you that could lead to exasperation, that leads to a heart of rebellion. Those words usually come out in anger, usually come out in frustration. But when you belittle your children, especially if you embarrass them in front of other people or call their names in front of people, it can lead to a heart of rebellion that wants to get away from authority and sow seeds in that area. It can lead to exasperation. Number four, unrealistic expectations. When you set the bar so high and no matter what they do, hey, mom, I got straight A's. Yeah, but it wasn't A+. When you set the bar so high and it's always what they haven't accomplished and you can't celebrate the accomplishments that they have accomplished, then it tends to exasperate them. Number five, failing to show affection. Listen, there's a part of our parenting that needs to have the power to show worth and affection. How do you show affection? You show affection by your words. You show affection by physical affirmation as well. Some people are really good at this and some people are terrible at it. I sat down and talked with a father who weepingly told me, I have four daughters. And I've never told him that he said, I'm bad at telling them that I love them and bad at hugging them. I said, how bad are you at it? He said, I've never done it once in my life. And he wept with sadness at the fact that he had never hugged his daughters, never told them, honey, I love you. And I said, bro, you need to break that cycle big time. Your daughters will be running to the arms of the first man that gives them affirmation if they can't figure out that you love them, that you care for them, that the first man that they ever love is you. And he looked at me and said, Pastor, my dad never, never showed us affection. And I said, that helps me explain why you struggle with what you struggle, but it doesn't help excuse the destiny that you're created. You're a cycle breaker and a legacy maker. You're breaking patterns that have been handed to you. So you need to show your kids affection. Listen, your kids aren't too old for you to show affection to them. Some of us are real good at showing affection when they're young, but when they're old, we sort of get nervous about it. And I know your kids don't like, as they get older, especially young men showing affection. I used to threaten my boys when I dropped them off at school, at high school. Hey, come over, watch it. I'm going to give you a big kiss on the cheek and a big hug. They said, Dad, don't, you know, people are looking. Number six, lack of standards. You know, there's something about setting standards in your household that give kids a security and a compass for right or wrong. Kids that grow up with no standards, no rules, no you can, you can't, that are just given freedom. Here, there's food in the refrigerator and a remote on the table. I'll see you tomorrow. They grow up with a sense of, I don't know what's right or what's wrong. And it creates a greater sense of insecurity, not security in their life. If you have no standards or rules that everybody knows, these are the rules of our household.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Fighting for Your Family. It's from our series called Bold Living, a study in Ephesians. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Pastor Mark's message, Fighting for Your Family.
Number seven, criticism. When you're constantly negative, 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 negative about everything that they do. In fact, can I give you this rule? Listen, parents, I know it's easy at certain ages just to say, pick up your clothes, wash, don't do this, do the dishes, do your homework. How come you're doing this? Don't stay out too late. What are you watching? Da, da, da. And you can feel like a real nag. And so here's what I encourage you to do. For everything negative that you say, I want you to put in your mind, and I'm going to say something positive. And I'm going to say something positive. I realized at a certain stage of my children's life that we were saying, don't, do, how come? And I realized that it sounded really always picking on them. And so we determined, my wife and I determined, we sat down and we said, we're going to try it for every negative thing that we say, for every instructive thing that we say, we're also going to try to do a positive thing as well. Some days we really had to try to struggle with a positive thing to say. Number eight, neglect. And that's self-explanatory, but your kids need you, period. Number nine, excessive discipline. On the other hand, sometimes there's a lack of standards. On the other side, sometimes there's excessive discipline. Some of you grew up old school, and your parents used excessive discipline, physical discipline, like they'd be in jail today. I hear some of the stories like, with what kind of stick and how bloody were you? And I'm not talking about a little chancla to the butt. I'm talking about like major issues here. And so there's appropriate discipline and there's conversational discipline. There's a lot of creative disciplines, but excessive discipline can also create a sense of exasperation in the kids that can lead to rebellion. And so he says, fathers, do not exasperate your children, but instead, and he gives the opposite. These things exasperate your children that lead them to anger and that lead them oftentimes to say, I don't care about my parents, don't talk to me, I don't want to know what you say, and lead to this adversarial relationship with your parents. But he says, instead, the opposite of that, he says, is to bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. So instead of exasperating them by practicing these things, do the opposite and invest in their lives by doing two things, by making sure that you're training them, and two, making sure that you're providing instruction in the Lord. Remember, alignment positions you for assignment. Each of your children have a calling and a destiny of God. If they get seeds of rebellion in their heart, they'll run from their calling. They'll run from their assignment. It may take them a long, long time before they circle back to their original calling. So I want to challenge you to look at your son and daughter and think to yourself, my son and my daughter, they have a calling and a purpose and assignment of God. Since they're young, you need to train them that way. God has a purpose and a plan and an assignment for them. And the more I can align them, the more they'll discover their assignment. What does training mean? Training has the idea of corrective discipline. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. I'm talking about boundaries and consequences. That's how we train people. Repetition, boundaries, and consequences. Listen, I've had mothers sometimes bring their sons to me and say, could you cast the demon out of my son? Because he's out of control. Can I tell you, 9 times out of 10, there's no demon. They don't need an exorcism here. I know they act like it sometimes. But what they really need is your consistent training and discipline in the house. You say, Pastor, I have rules. Well, I know you do. But they don't listen. The reason that your sons and daughters don't listen to your rules is because you have rules, but there's little to no consequences if they break the rules. Or there's consequences if you're mad, but not when you're not mad. Consistent discipline with consequences shapes and affects our behavior. You see, if they get away with it a lot, then they know I can get away with it. I know the rules, but the rules don't really matter. If there's consistent, not irritated, mad, a lot of your kids think the only time you're going to do something is when you get angry. And some of you, that's the only times you do it. I told you not to do it. If I tell you again. And then when you're finally mad, they said, I better listen because they're mad now and they'll do something. Your kids know your escalation. No. Don't worry. Okay, now do something. Now watch it because they're mad. And that's when you do something. But what if you just had plain consequences and in a nice voice you could say, okay, give me your phone now because you know the consequences are that if it's not done by this time, I get your phone for a day. All right, that's the consequence. Thank you for your phone. You say, Pastor, no, that's not how the way it works in my life. I remember having to write out on a paper with a couple of my kids, write out on a paper, chores, time, consequence if it's not done. You sign it, I sign it, post on the refrigerator. So next time you say, I forgot to do it, sorry, you signed it. I didn't know I was supposed to do it. It's written right here in life. It's very clear on the refrigerator, and we all know. Some of you need to go to the point where you're consistently, not only when you're mad and upset, but you're consistently showing responsibility to your children in the home. Because listen, you're training them for life. You're training them for the world. You're training them to be able to succeed when they get out there. Because if you don't train them in the house, next time they show up 4 days late for work, they're going to say, well, what's the big deal? Because they were taught there's no consequences. The boss is going to fire them because we haven't taught them well the consequences. And so training and instruction, training, but not only in the lessons of life, but also training them in the things of the Lord. Like, what does it really mean to be a follower of Jesus? And by the way, can I say you train them best by example, not simply by telling them what to do. They're watching how you live, not just what you say. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 6, train up the child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I just had a brother come up to me after the first service, and he came up to me and he said, you know what? My parents raised me in the ways of God. I fell away for a long time, but I never forgot what they trained me in, and I could never get away from it. And he says, now I'm following God. I was away for years, but I'm following God. I regret that I walked away, but I couldn't walk away from my faith because I knew what they imparted in me. And I want to encourage you and say, just because your son or daughter seems to be living their own life and walking away doesn't mean they're not going to come back. Train up a child in the way he should go. Instruct them, teach them, because I believe that those seeds will follow them the rest of their life and it'll be a pull back to God even in their old age. And then lastly, it not only says train, but it says instruct. The idea of instruction has to do with teaching. This is a positive impartation into their life by what you say and by how you live. Let me be clear about this. The church is a support to the family. But listen, moms and dads, it's not the church that trains your child to be a follower of Jesus. You train your children to be followers of Jesus. We have them on an hour and a half on Sunday morning in Sunday school. You have them all week long. We can support, we can encourage, but the biggest influence on your children at this stage of life is you. So I would encourage you and challenge you to impart into their life. If your children are small, can I tell you this? Fathers, I want to strongly urge you to every evening be at home for dinner and have a family dinner together, especially if your children are small. I want to challenge you to that. And at your family dinner, when your children are sitting around the table, talk. Turn off the television. There's no radio. There's no television. You're not all sitting at the family table looking at the middle. No. You're sitting there talking with each other. And some of you, I want to challenge you to even go further than this. If you're a dad, I'd like for you to be the guy that prays over the meal. I'd like for you to initiate. I'd like for you to say, hey, we're going to bow our heads right now, and we're going to thank God for this meal. And some of you, if your children are small still and at home, I want to challenge you to pull out the children's Bible and say, hey, kids, we're going to read a Bible story right now, because your children need to see the man in the house getting into the Word of God, reading the Bible, and taking initiative in spiritual things. I want your little boys to grow up knowing that men, real men, can be leaders of their household. I want them to grow up knowing that, yeah, my dad prays and reads the Bible and he's a man's man. I want your kids to know that. I want them to see that. I want men to step into that role and realize that they have that call upon their life as well. Train them and teach them in the ways of God.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Job from New Life Community Church in Chicago. This is the second half of his message entitled Fighting for Your Family. It's from his current series called Bold Living, A Study in Ephesians. This concludes Pastor Mark's series. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJob, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.